This is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com, My Rights versus Your Rights. First of all, because, well, it's falling off the radar here under the weight of the Serpro thread, thanks to Magic. But on top of that thread, Magic seems to be dominating the podcast lately. Girls, come on, let's get back into it here. Okay, the most recent thing that's come up regarding freedom of speech, which I stumbled upon this morning, there was a thread by a new member who linked to a statement from a Muslim with a message to both the Muslim youth and the Western world. And in his message to the Western world, what he was trying to say was, well, what he actually said was that the Western world needs to adjust their freedom of speech to accommodate the Muslim world. Well, here you go. I mean, this is where it just doesn't work. We've been politically correct all through, for the most part, for the most people. There's some people who just can't take it anymore, and they're coming right out and saying it. But for the most part, political correctness has ruled in this country that there are certain lines we will not cross when it comes to this controversy. But now you have a, what I'm not certain whether or not he's a predominant spokesperson for the Muslim world, giving advice to the Muslim youth, but also a message to the Western world saying freedom of speech is wonderful, but we must adjust it to accommodate what's going on right now in the world. Well, you know what? We just can't go there. And the people in the thread said that. You know, that's not a place we can go. Neither will that work, nor will it solve the problem. But this problem is escalating in internationally now. This whole thing about being offended. I don't see where it's going to end. And I think it's unfortunate that a bunch of radical Muslims are really taking this to an extreme, this phenomenon of being offended. And they are quite frankly, and I don't see why they don't see it, but they're being hypocritical of what they really should be presenting, and they are harming their own cause. So I just don't get it. And I guess, you know, this thread started as really a commentary more so on the whole situation in the U.S., my rights versus your rights, freedom of speech, not really being compatible with political correctness. And it's, but it occurred at a time where all of a sudden the issues that were being brought up, such as being offended and how we handle that and how we react to it and how we respond to it, has now actually become a critical factor in world affairs. So what do we do? Well, it's nothing I can do about it. It's disturbing. And I just wanted to point it out, I guess. I'm just babbling here. But the more I see of what's going on in the world, the more I see What we need is not political correctness, but to uphold freedom of speech and teaching respect. Maybe not teaching respect, but because I think that that is what we are being led to believe political correctness is actually attempting to do. We need to learn respect. We need to have respect. But we also need to not take that to an extreme. Freedom of speech cannot be taken to the extreme of, if you offend me with your freedom of speech, I have the right to go as far as I want to go. And I'm repeating myself here from prior threads, but I really do think it needs to be said again. But by the same token, you can't take your beliefs, your offense, to an extreme either. You just can't. It doesn't work. We're going to self-destruct here. What don't people get? There needs to be some sort of a major wake-up call at some point. I think in the particular instances that are going on in the world today now with all the outrage coming from the sectors of the Muslim community who are offended, I have to hope, I have to pray, I have to assume that this is not necessarily the majority of Muslims doing this. But we have to get beyond this, or it's going to be a crisis if it isn't already. So those are my thoughts for today, and my shameless bump of the My Rights versus Your Rights thread. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.